So, any court form? You have E7, well, I forgot to say that this has been computed fully analytically in 1996. This has been fully analytically computed in 1996, this and 1996. So it took 30 years to get the full analytic result. I feel better. True, but we are not doing it in 1.5 hours. Okay? N equal 4 is known only numerically by Kinoshita team, and these are 891 diagrams. But with everything, I mean also in the tau loops inside these contributions with four loops. Okay, it took something like 10 or 15 years to do the numerical calculation. Okay, here it's analytical, here it's numerical. N=5 is also numerical. You have 12,672 diagrams. To know the number of diagrams, it's possible to use a trick to compute in zero dimensions. We have the universe is only a point. Now the integrals are reduced to integrals in the complex plane, usual integrals of the numbers, and you are able to know the number of diagrams at each level. Okay, so you way to know, for instance, n=6, n=7. Okay, so this is numerical. This is analytical, what we have to write. Analytical. This is numerical, but anyway, it is a job absolutely incredible. Okay? So I will just give for the Muon numbers, because it's interesting to see. It would be more interesting in the tau case, but they are not being computed at the 5 level. So as I said, the anomaly in continental dynamics is the best known quantity. And so you have a mu for the muon equal 1/2. Okay, I don't consider alpha over pi power n. A mu form, which is equal to 0.77. A mu 6. 24.1, AU8, 113.9, AU10, 700. So you see that the coefficients are growing. Does it indicate divergent behavior of the asymptotic expansions, expansion of QED? It's interesting to know. In fact, you know, so of course we should compute more and more, and it's difficult because I don't know how many diagrams there are, but it's more than 100 at the next level. So now the hadronic contributions. They are very, very important because I said that they are at the origin of the main uncertainty of the theoretical predictions. and is source of theoretical errors. Here the source of the theoretical error is not the fact that we truncate the series, but mainly the ratio of the masses of the leptons that are measured.
Number are following. cited a few blackboards before, they are not only the leading contribution, but also next, including next meeting and at the Hadrick and my life. So I'm not sure it's important to detail everything. For the night by night. So this is this kind of diagram that you already saw in QED, but with the fermion electron group. Okay? And this is the main problem. I mean, not concerning the size of the contribution, but this one is much more important, but concerning the theoretical errors, it has the same level of error than its contributions. And the problem is that here we can hope to have a refinement, because with better analysis and better experiments concerning sigma plus minus problem, but here, no way. No way. This is QCD and hydraulic models. So this is the problem. Yes, can be related to experiment. Okay. For the muon, I will just say for the muon is next to hydraulic vacuum polarization. Higher order is around minus 98 and minus 11 plus. There are two numbers. The one is given by the Glashow consensus, which gives this contribution. And here, another result given by Nifera, which is an expert in the field, is an expert. This one is Glashow. No, no, Glasgow, not Glashow. Glasgow. Consensus. 2009. When they met, they meet together, decided that the hydraulic models will be this number, which is more optimistic than the conservative result here. Okay. But here I will give the number. This there are two numbers, I will give only one. Okay. So that we can see that the demo is the same. Even if the distribution is less important. So here, theoretical work is of course necessary to better understand this contribution. And this is the problem. So we want to work on this record. Now the last contributions, and I will finish just at time. Is the weak contributions. I will not detail level. They come from the following diagrams. We have the value.
They have been computed just in 1972. After when Bertz are dead, by Barton et al. And five other groups independently. And they need to, in the case of the muon, around the same size as this, because it's corrected in fact by the two. Just included by Marciano in Xamarin in 1995, and which fits the following number. Minus 3 and this is minus 11, so when you add both you go to lower level. Okay. So I finished what I want to say basically for the general presentation of the situation for the G minus 2 charge vectors. No calculation today, and tomorrow we'll begin computing. Okay. So then, thank you for attention.
Before us we were going to fight was on the chart platforms. But I mean, you know what in the literature, because if you go to the PDG, we never find any reference in the G minus 2 factor of the W, for example, of the spin 1 bosons. No? I mean, do you know whether this community of people, I mean, they are doing calculations for the G minus 2 of the Ws?
I think that people that are interested in this thing, uh-huh. apart from Marciano, uh-huh. I think I have a reference. Where he speaks about this,
okay.
Do not much work on this.
You referenced from US to this case. And now I'm more administrative question. I remember then when I prepared your timetable, I put your last lecture on Wednesday.
Yes.
5th. But you are leaving that day.
Yes.
So you would like to anticipate, you need 3 lectures or 4 lectures?
I don't know, it depends on the speed.
Okay,
for Friday, this is what I wanted to present today,
okay.
So it match more or less like the time, but I had to skip one slide which was a bit boring concerning the details of the human being contributions. And I have, it depends on the calculation. Doing calculations may be a bit more difficult than just presenting things because you make some mistakes sometimes.
Well, Friday we see, if we need one more lecture, maybe we can do that
at least.
At least two.
At
so until Friday we see.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go tomorrow at 2 o'clock for the presentation.